Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
States cannot be taken down from outside attack. It can only be taken down from within. And you're living it. I'm living it. But the good news is, thanks to our forebears and a lot of patriots knew what was happening, we're here and got a fighting chance. That's why this broadcast is so important. We're standing on the shoulders of a lot of great men and women before us. Randy in Seattle, thanks for calling. You're on the air. How do we stop the New World Order collapse of America and the world?
We stop it by not giving up. One of the things that they want us to do, they want us to treat these people crossing the border, treat them badly. They want us to turn them into the evil that we're fighting. If we do that, they're going to become evil.
No, I agree. But even if we treat them good and try to wake them up, the left's telling them they're victims. So you're absolutely right.
They're victims. And if we alienate them, they're going to become the fighting force that we're afraid of. That's what they want. That's part of their plan. I want to thank you. You woke me up 30 years ago. I seen you on Channel 9 or whatever when I was a kid. And you are one of the few people that have been talking about what's going on, because exposing these evil people. You notice they always write books, they movies. You know, 007, doesn't this seem like a double... one of the James Bond movies?
The guy that wrote the James Bond movies was the deputy head of OSS of the MI6, and he said, no, this is the way the real world works. You have this evil multinational group Spectre, the WEF type, that is manipulating everything.
Yep, and it's I've been watching you and other people, and the monarchies, how they're still active. I read a book when I was a kid, the Roosevelt Delano Dynasty or something like that. It was about how the two families run our country. I didn't believe it until I found out about you and heard a few other people.
Well, there's certainly one big global corporation that runs it, brother, and I appreciate you. God bless you. Let's move quick here. Let's go to a caller in Texas. Jim, the collapse, State Guard, National Guard, ready, you're saying? Tell us what you're hearing.
Hey, Alex. I'm listening to you and talk about stuff, and I have a question about why on the border are we not employing only our State Guard? Because that's not part, under Title 32, they are not part of the federal command structure, or whatever you want to call it. And it's 431 of the Texas government code. That's where they're from. They're not under any control of the Fed.
The issue is the deportation power. What do we do with all the illegals?
Yeah, but why don't... So I looked it up. The Wikipedia page says the State Guard's only got 1,678 guys. Well, why don't we start incentivizing everybody going from the National Guard, which is under control of the Department of Defense? Let's beef up the State Guard, decrease the size of the National Guard, so we don't have to worry about Washington telling our guys what to do. And okay, you said they don't have the power to kick them out of the country, but the State Guard has the power to turn them over to the Rangers and public safety and have them arrested and deported that way.
Absolutely, and that's what needs to be done.
Alex, one more thing before you let me go. I'm wondering, again, looking at this Wikipedia page, our adjutant general at the state, he's an Air Force guy, I believe, by the name of General Switzer, but the commander of the State Guard's a fellow by the name of Anthony Wood. Why don't we interview him and get his take on this?
Good idea, brother. Thank you so much. All right, Attorney Renz is joining us, but I'm going to get to everybody after him. So if people want to hold, and I want to talk to everybody in the order that the call was received, we will get to Evan and Barry and Powell Driver and Max and Peggy and Robert and Steve and John. You'll probably all get 60 seconds apiece, but I will get to you as well, but just stay there. But Renz has got some breaking news. As soon as he's done with that, I will go right to your calls. But we're just admitting we're in an attack. We're admitting we're in a collapse. And that's important, to admit we're in trouble to get out of it. I'm not here to depress you or demoralize you. I'm here to get you motivated. I'm trying to motivate myself. All right. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Please stay with us. You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Tyranny news on a whole bunch of different very, very important fronts. Tom Renz, one of the leading attorneys and whistleblowers that go forward filing lawsuits everywhere about mRNA being injected into our chickens and cows and food supply and into our children and so much more. He's got some big breaking news, GOP uniparty corruption and Disease X. We're also going to talk about how they're hyping Disease X for a new pandemic treaty. And we have the Missouri GOP war on the Freedom Caucus and MAGA. He's always got critical intel for us, and we appreciate Attorney Tom Renz of TomRenz.com, R-E-N-Z.com, Tom Renz. Tom, great to have you here with us. So much happening.
Oh, there is, Alex. It's been crazy. I don't even know which way to turn. The globalists are on a march. And I think it's largely in part of the, because of the fact that we've exposed so much of what they're doing. People are waking up. I think they're panicked. And I expect that to get a lot worse.
By the way, I don't think that. I agree with you. They admit at the Davos group they need trust. Everybody hates them. Tedros is bitching. Bill Gates is bitching. King Charles is bitching. They're all bitching that the whole world hates their ass. There'll be a video with 10 million views on Facebook or Instagram or X, and I can't even find a comment that's for them out of 100,000. They have really screwed the pooch. But how are they going to strike back with the new disease?
Well, and we got that, but just FYI, on the Substack that I wrote on Disease X, I opened up and I talked about his, I wrote it up at the time of Davos, and these guys were talking about their rebuilding trust and the crisis of global warming, and there were over 1,040 private jets that flew to Davos. One of them flew a solid 16 miles. They had to get on a private jet, a private jet to actually fly 13 miles. I believe.
Yeah, they don't take a car to the airport. They take a jet.
Yeah, they took a jet 13 miles to go to Davos because, you know, they needed to get there to lecture us about CO2 emissions. And, you know, I mean, they're wondering why there's no trust, right? But. You know, the real news, Alex, is once they got there, because we know about their hypocrisy, was the big push on this Disease X, right? So a lot of people are telling me COVID's over, COVID's over. We don't want to talk about COVID anymore. Well, here's the problem. I said this during COVID. You said this during COVID.
They're openly gearing up to do it again.
They're openly gearing up to do it again until someone's head rolls, until there's real accountability. And I'm not talking about Fauci. He belongs under jail. He should be buried 6 foot under Gitmo to never be seen again. I'm talking about someone who's actually behind us. I'm talking about until we start
Until one of the big globalist kingpins gets in trouble, they're going to attack us again.
They are absolutely. You know, Bill Gates is funding a ton of this along with all these other globalists. There's no question they're working on the new. You know what? I would bet you dimes to dollars Disease X is sitting on a shelf right now, just like COVID was, right? So we actually, and Alex, you and I talked about this, you know, at the MTG hearing. I actually testified and I put my name, no attorneys do this. I put my name on a declaration under penalty of perjury stating that I've done the due diligence necessary to I believe, affirm the medical records that I presented to her. And those medical records showed that in 2014, we had a soldier for the U.S. military receive 5 different times the COVID-19 vaccination from Moderna. We know that Moderna and DARPA are tied together. We know that the CIA was and DOD were involved.
By the way, let's not glaze over that. They had this thing ready before they released it.
They had it absolutely ready. They had the disease and they had the vaccine ready. Now, fast forward to Disease X. I don't for a second believe that this isn't ready. I believe it's sitting on a shelf. We have in 2018, they started doing the tabletop exercises. You know, they did, everybody talks about the COVID tabletop exercises, but they did an exercise called Clad X, is an invite only. And that was in 2018. They started about talking about Disease X. These were lined up one after another. And, you know, I can't prove this yet, but I am strongly of the belief. And, you know, Alex, we've been right way more than we've been wrong. And I'll tell you, this is speculation, but I believe that they had to have COVID first. I think the vaccines and the spike protein that COVID creates being aerosolized, I think all these had to happen to damage your immune system so that they could properly manage Disease X, which will be the next step. Disease X, no way this isn't sitting on a shelf. They started in 2018 talking and prepping for it. We have, get this, Alec, that we have Tedros and all these guys talking about how it's going to be 20 times more deadly than COVID. Do you know what that means? That means that instead of a 0.2% case fatality rate, it'll be a 4% case fatality rate. Do you know it has greater than a 4% case fatality rate? Everything. Tuberculosis, the original SARS, the original MERS. There's a ton of things with more than that. But they're going to use an alleged 4% case fatality rate. The numbers will be driven up because they will murder people in hospitals because all those laws are still in place. All those protections are still in place. They're going to drive the death numbers up. They're going to do, it's going to be COVID part two. Disease X will be COVID part two. The one thing, though, that I do think is important is we're hearing that Disease X may target children, especially people who had gotten the COVID vaccine.
That's right. And Bill Gates has giggled and laughed and said, oh, you'll get the next one will get your attention. It'll be far worse. It'll hit the children. We have the video. So is Klaus Schwab. So they love to telegraph to their minions. It's all a big open joke that they talk in front of us what they're going to do to us.
Well, you know, I liken it to serial killer. You know, these serial
just like
killers,
when the Zodiac killer would write letters to the cops bragging how he was going to, and that's based on what they made into a fiction with the great Millis with Dirty Harry, because real serial killers, most of them, they write letters to the police.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, meanwhile, you know, their whole misinformation operation is ramping up, and this is really critical before the election. And one of the things, Alex, that I'm seeing a lot is I'm getting censored super hard on X. You know, Twitter X. And I love what Elon's doing trying to open Twitter X up. But the problem, and he brought you back, for God's sake. So, I mean.
No, but it's true. But if you get into Disease X or any of that, there's stuff going on.
Oh, yeah. Well, so I literally, and I actually have this up right now. I posted about the fact that the FDA actually knew in 2006. I have the industry guidance document from the year 2006 from the FDA that says gene therapy products have a high likelihood of delayed adverse reaction. And they specifically say that they're likely to cause cancer and autoimmune issues 3 to 5 years out. Well, what's happening right now? We're seeing cancer explode. We're seeing autoimmune issues all over the place. We're 3 to 5 years out, and that's what's happening. In 2006, so I post this, right? And I post with pictures of the FDA guidance. I get community noted and suppressed, and I've been suppressed on all this stuff ever since. And so what's happening is they're suppressing the hell out of this, right? And they can't let this get out. This is the
next because step. they're getting the next attack ready.
Yeah. And guess what? Timing wise, when would be better to do this? After the WHO treaty's finalized and right before the next election? When would it be better? What could be a better timing?
So that's why we got to stop the WHO treaty. I agree. They're trying to ram it through right now.
Absolutely, they are. They absolutely are.
And you're a lawyer, but I'm not a lawyer, but I can see this. Tedros says last week, you're the ones writing it. You sign on. Well, no, the globalists write it. We sign on. So he says, you sign on. You wrote it. As if our own governments wouldn't put us under a tyranny when it does put the UN over any pandemic response. He goes, well, it's okay because you signed.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Immune issues and, maybe even cancer. Apologize for the shake there. I am on the road.
How dare you shake your camera?
Alex, I'm on the road. I'm actually fighting for some freedom stuff out in the West Coast right now, and I'm apologizing.
No, you're doing great, but just please continue. You're nailing it. So get back to this advisory. People need to focus on this. Where do they find it? Keep going.
Yeah, well, we posted it on ACT, and we'll post it everywhere, and we'll repost. But what's happening is the FDA says, if you tinker with this, and it's going to be a delayed event, right? Your immune system and other things. They said other things, right? And this is a great graphic because you're breaking these DNA strands. You're breaking these things. You're messing things up. And so that's not going to manifest immediately. It's going to take time. It's going to take a matter of years, potentially. When that happens, you're going to then start seeing these cancers happen, all these other things. This was a brilliantly concocted plan. They knew that these vaccines were going to cause all sorts of issues, but they'd be delayed 3 to 5 years. And so what happens is you put out these vaccines, they create issues, but they're 3 to 5 years away. So people don't realize.
By the way, let me back you up because I forgot this and I thought of you last Friday when I saw this and aired it. Brix, former, CDC head, Trump's main advisor, she went on with Fredo, with Chris Cuomo last week, and she said, it's going to turn out you all have HIV from COVID, not from the shot, though we know it's the shot. The statistics show it. And she admitted you're getting VADs. So that, and she said, it's going to take years to show up, but you're basically all going to get sick. But she said, don't worry, we're going to have new treatments for you. So they've already got that ready. We can see the business model here.
You and I talked about this in 2021 when I came on your show and said, get the jab, get COVID. This was always designed to destroy your immune system. We have a Cleveland Clinic study showing that these vaccines provide negative efficacy, which means that they actually, you're more likely to get COVID after the jab than before. So what's happened is this industry guidance from 2006 is an admission from the FDA that they knew there were going to be these long-term effects. They knew there was going to be a delay, and they knew they were going to screw people over. The good news is guys like you and I were fighting hard enough that we got 25% of Americans that didn't get this. And that was the part the globalists didn't understand.
And now it's 3%. Now it's 3% taking the new boosters.
Yeah, nobody's taking this now. We're winning. But the problem is the people who got it, some of them are going to have permanently altered genetics. And those people are going to be running into all sorts of issues with their autoimmune, with cancers, all these sorts of things.
And what I've read is, though, it's way worse generationally, though, for the children and grandkids.
I'm expecting that, right? So we also know that this stuff really hits. They're now seeing men. They're seeing men when they study sperm, that a lot of their sperm is being replaced with these spike proteins. I mean, they're getting hit with these spike proteins.
That's right.
Proteins.
It turns your testicles into spike protein engines.
It's a disaster. This is going to be a very, very much a generational thing. And I got more. In 2015, Alex, the FDA puts out another document, and it talks about shedding in gene therapy products. And it talks about, because we all knew about Pfizer in their clinical studies saying that they were concerned about shedding. The FDA in 2015 put out guidance on shedding. They know that this stuff.
So, Tom, let me ask you this, and I know what you're saying is I've seen it all. You did a great job collating it. Why did they tell us ahead of time? Is it because there's good guys in the government, or is there some reason legally they always tell us in fine print what's really going to do?
I don't think they had the full plan established, right? So they knew all this stuff, but someone had to put it together for a plan. Some of this stuff gets leaked out.
And so they were honest when they went to their bosses. They said, yeah, it's got a lot of promise, but it also has a lot of problems.
Yeah. Listen, the idea of genetic therapy does potentially have a lot of promise. It really does.
And if it works, I want it. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that they're, I will always have concerns about someone tinkering with my DNA because I just don't trust them. But, and, you know, I'm a Christian. I believe I was made in God's image. I don't need someone to remake in Bill Gates' image. And, you know, I kind of joke about it, Alex. I always say that, you know, when Bill Gates finds a gene therapy to cure his man boobs, I'll consider taking whatever he's got out.
That's what Joe Rogan says.
For me, when I look at this stuff, these guys, like I said, they knew all of these issues. They knew way back when. Malone, actually, when I was in with MTG, he testified at the same time. And, you know, Malone's controversial. Some people like him, some hate him. But Malone actually admitted that they've been working on this since the 90s.
I think Malone's great.
Yeah. Well, listen, he admitted since the 90s they've been working on this. And part of the reason he got out was because he didn't see it as feasible. So you've got all this knowledge, all this information. What I think happened over time is a couple of things. So first of all, there's a lot of bad guys that are you know, in the government and everywhere. But every person in the government is not a bad guy. So you see some of these studies that get out there because they're put out there by good people, and they get put out really before there's an opportunity, or they did slip through the cracks. So some of this gets out there. The other thing is, you know, I mean, they do put a lot of this out there. They tell us what's going on because legally they have to say certain things to cover their rear. There's plausible deniability, plausible this, plausible that. And
yeah, look at how they're now saying from Australia to Canada, no one ever made you take a shot.
Yeah. Well, Australia is particularly interesting because they have scientists working right now on the vaccine for disease X. How the hell are you working on it if it doesn't exist yet? And they've admitted that they have over 200 of them. And like I said,
so it's a cover for gain of function. Disease X means gain of function.
This will absolutely, like I said, I think it's already developed, but this is absolutely a gain of function thing. We are building these diseases. I 100% at this point believe that COVID was released intentionally. Our CIA has been instrumental in this. Our CIA has been, their fingers are all over it. But you want to see me get censored. You should see when I start talking about CIA's involvement. But when we look at USAID and all these different proxies that work with the CIA, there's no question that they were involved in this. Plus, just legally, Alec, this I can tell you as a lawyer, legally, Ralph Barrett and EcoHealth Alliance would not have had the legal authority to transfer the technology to Wuhan, China.
Without a high-level Pentagon authorization.
There would have been authorization after authorization, the State Department. There would have been DOD looking at it. There would have been CIA looking at it. Everybody in their planet would have looked at this 100 times. These guys did this intentionally. And I tell you, this whole thing is happening. I don't think that Disease X is what everybody's expecting. You know, one of the things I saw, Gateway Pundit had a great article about Disease X and the 100% kill rate from China Lab on the, you know, their gain of
humanized mice.
Yeah. I don't think that that's it. I think that this is the same thing that's happening before. So if you look at Jim Jordan and some of these other, you know, Republicans that are out there and they love to have hearings, but they don't ever do anything. Jordan actually, he had the audacity to ask some intelligence people, hey, who do you think created COVID? Well, they did. What do you mean? What are you asking, Jim? I mean,
we know Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Yeah, we know who created COVID. We know exactly who created COVID. But when you see these guys are always asking questions suggesting that it was China. They're trying to lay blame on China, trying to create war and strife and all.
And they moved it from Chapel Hill with Obama's project to China to have plausible deniability.
Yes, they did. And then you see these stories running about the CIA, China, you know, doing this work or that work. It's also that they can try and blame China for what we're doing. This is 100% the same people doing it around. But don't get me wrong.
Stay there, Tom Renz. Stay there. They want to get rid of the baby boomers, folks. This is all about killing the old people for the pension funds. That's just step one. We'll be right back with Tom Renz. Stay with us. The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWarsStore.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
You know, the fact that we're still on air is a testament to human liberty and the indomitable spirit that God gave us. But I want listeners to let it burn into your brain and viewers let it burn in. That myself and Tom Renz and Tucker Carlson and so many others are taking on the globalists at point blank range. They want to play God. They brag for decades. They've used the disease X for control. They've got all this gain of function. And, Tom, you've got all this breaking news. But let me ask you this. As one of the top lawyers fighting this, all the whistleblowers you talked about 3 years ago that came forward, like you said, the vice president of Eco Health Alliance. I mean, you delivered on that. What are your whistleblowers telling you? Because clearly the globalist COVID attack got a lot of upfront gains, but blew up in their face. Like you said, they're in trouble, but they're doubling down. What are your whistleblowers warning you about? What do they think is coming next?
Well, we've got to watch right now. I'm getting a lot of rattling, and some of this is speculation, right? So, you know, as soon as I get enough to actually, you know, show it to be true for sure, I'll share. But the rattling I'm hearing in the background is a lot about civil unrest, especially over the course of this year. I mean, we all know about the 100,000-plus military-age men that have come from China and Iran across the southern border. We're seeing, you know, the criminals and the drug infiltration. Southern border is a real disaster, and we're seeing a combination of things, right? So they're really amping up, putting these poisons in our food supply. You know, we see the work that's going between big pharma and big ag.
Bottom line, America is under attack. I mean, this is a modern war.
We are literally at a war in every way but the kinetic war. I mean, I got to tell you something. I have already – so my wife is fighting cancer. And I've told her already, I said, okay, so this year, you know, we've got to balance this. You know, we're going to do whatever we got to do to fight the cancer. And when I'm not fighting the cancer with you, I'm fighting the globalists, because this is the year, right? What's happened, Alex, is that these guys didn't expect the pushback that we've created. So the result is that we now have a situation where these guys, you know, they were all in. They killed hundreds of millions of people when this is all said and done with these COVID vaccines and with COVID and everything else.
And the lockdowns that caused starvation.
The lockdowns and everything else. So you've got to understand, Bill Gates, George Soros, Klaus Schwab, these guys know that if the truth comes out entirely, these guys, they don't go back to their billions after a few weeks in a little penitentiary. These guys get hung just like Nuremberg, just like they deserve. So they know that this is an all or nothing.
That's right. They're going to expect them to double down. Exactly. All they can do is double down.
That's their only option. So they're going to throw whatever they got at. Understand that they control our CIA and DOD. The military-industrial complex that are, you know, I always laugh because, you know, I used to make fun of the hippies from the 60s that were talking about the military-industrial complex, but it's there. And the military-industrial complex, big ag, big pharma, they've all kind of combined into this just conglomerate. Our CIA, DOD are involved. That was why, that was insurance policy. And I really hope, you know, you got a much bigger platform than I do. I hope that you and Tucker and some of these guys can get going on this. The CIA, DOD, their brass were entirely replaced by Obama. Before Obama left,
no, that's right. That's when the main coup happened. It happened under Clinton, under Bush Sr., and under Bush Jr., but it really, they got their total control under Obama.
When Obama, just before he left, he replaced all of the top brass at the CIA, DOD, the intel agencies. And these guys are completely unaccountable and completely insulated. You can't get a FOIA on the CIA. It won't work. All you're going to get is a bunch of national security redaction. So these guys, they know it, right? They know about the black budget projects. I've got info on it. I've seen contracts. I've seen all sorts of things.
So why attack their own population?
It's a power transfer, right? They're going to transfer power to – this is about a global nobility class. This is about one world government. This is about control. They're telling you this, right? They go to the Davos. They tell you that they're the elites. If you listen to Harari literally opened
the human age is over. You're all obsolete. You're all going to die.
This is about transferring to a nobility class a permanent level of control and power. This is about remaking the world. The Great Reset is just that. They're going to tear it down and build it back better, and or at least what they think is better.
No, you're right. This is a demolition job on civilization, a post-industrial world, in their own official UN documents. So. To them, yeah. They're blowing up an old neighborhood. To them, it's like, hey, this is how it is.
Gentrification of the globe. So what you got going on is you've got a bunch of bad guys that are willing to push this and a bunch of unaccountable monsters. You know, I will tell you that there's some other really interesting things I've got a hold of. One of the things that I don't want to say too much about because I don't, you know, it's going to sound pretty conspiracy theory and I don't want to be discredited on it, but I can tell you that it's worth looking at. Is Alex, if you haven't dug into the AI aspect of this,
oh,
you should. The AI aspects of this are true concern. And we've got some really good, we had some
but
good
that's not conspiracy. They're betting their whole thing on that. So tell us what your research is on AI.
Oh, not so much betting, a lot of fear. So I have a whistleblower who had cybersecurity at the White House and a bunch of stuff like that. Can't say anything more than that. They openly had a conversation. They said that the AI thing is out of control. They don't know what to do with it.
Oh, you're right. The establishment is scared of it because they're scared of it in our hands. Because the real AIs that are open source hate them. Have you seen Grok sounds like me or you?
Well, the real problem is that how do you control something that's smarter than you? The AI has the entire knowledge base of the human race at its fingertips.
In seconds.
And how do you control that?
I'm impressed with Grok. It gives answers that would take me a week to write in seconds. And it's like I said it. That what's scary is they have these leftist systems they polluted that are retarded because the two men can have a baby. But if you leave AI alone, let it be open source, it is incredible.
Yeah, well, it can be. It's like everything else. It's like genetic engineering. It could be a tool for good or a tool for evil.
Oh, no. I'm not even endorsing it. You're totally right, Tom. I'm just saying that it's what we even, and I've been told by high-level people, I'll leave it at that, they say, Jones, the AI you're seeing is 10 years old. We're not even showing you the real one because we don't want to scare the public.
Yeah, no. The real AI stuff that we're seeing and that we're hearing about, if you talk to the right people,
I have high level sources that tell me this that it can scan your history and can fool even your wife with a voice and it can talk just like you and even knows you better than yourself. So tell folks what you're hearing. We'll skip this break. Go ahead.
Oh, not just voice, but video. I mean, you can produce a video that's almost indistinguishable. I mean, they could put a video out there of you with a hooker on the 50-yard line of the Super Bowl. And it would be almost impossible to tell the difference. Yeah, what you see, you can't trust. What nothing is you can trust. But you got to remember that AI. Also, then, if it wants to, is connected, right? It's connected to the internet. Everything's connected to the internet. Well, how do you stop AI from hacking if it wants to get into something? If it thinks
is that at least for 10 years, AI jumps into every device, even when the companies don't tell it to. They call it incestuous. Yeah. No, what's the word I use? Promiscuous.
Yeah. You can't, there's nothing that you can do. They have no control over this. They built something they have no control over. And where's that going? What are we going to do with that? Because, when AI makes a decision and becomes self-aware and says, hey, we're going to do this, what are you going to do? You're going to argue with it? It doesn't care. You can't argue with it. And since we've connected everything on the planet, what do you do then, right? So you've got this mess of AI that's now involved with military systems, all these different things, all this engineering, all this, all this, that. What are you going to do with that, right? This is a disaster second to none. We've got, the genetic engineering occurring. We basically, because of a bunch of jerks that think they're God, they decide to unleash things that they couldn't control. They have no mechanism for managing.
Yeah, so Pandora's box is now open.
Yeah, and I honestly, I don't, on some levels, I don't know what we do with this other than to try and ensure that we, the people, come together and start doing everything we can to protect our own. I mean, we're going to have to fight. We're going to have to understand that we're going to.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I've got it on very, very good sources, several very, very good sources. Rowden takes a trip to Texas, and he spends some time hanging out with a family, the Arnold family. Now, this isn't far from you. This is in the Houston area. Do you know the Arnolds? Do you know the name, Alex?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so the Arnolds are a billionaire family. John, I think, is the husband. He was an Enron guy. He was a hedge fund guy, made all sorts of money off Enron, even though, you know, everybody else, we the people got screwed on it. And his wife, Laura, is an attorney. These guys are basically running around the country and buying off GOP rhinos. And this is really important because what I found out is what's going on is these guys will take a guy like Rowden. Rowden's a state senator from Missouri. He wants to run for Secretary of State. Their issues, they're pro-trans, pro-abortion, pro-election fraud. They don't want any election reform. And I think they're tied in with Zuckerberg and some others. And they're really pushing this. So you get a guy like Rowden who wants to run for Secretary of State. And what they'll do is they'll bring him in and they'll say, listen, you got two options. We're not going to give you any money right now. But you can either make sure that you're cutting down these GOP guys that are pushing for this freedom stuff, or in your next election cycle, you're going to have a very, very well-funded opponent for the primary. And because we have open primaries, what we're going to do is we're going to tell every Democrat we can to cross over and vote for your opponent, and we're going to fund your opponent on the maximum level. so you won't have a chance. So they threaten these guys, but they don't give them money. That way you can't see the threat occurring. You can't see where it's coming. That's how they're controlling guys like Mitch McConnell. That's why on a national level, so Missouri actually illustrated what's happening on a national level. And by the way, kudos to Marissa Hansen for finding a lot of this stuff on the Arnolds. Everybody in the country, if you're a patriot, you need to know the Arnolds name. They're doing this all over the country. And by the way, also, they're fans of mRNA and the food supply. But what they're doing is they're doing this in a very sneaky way. And then the other thing we found out is it used to be that all these leftists were given their money through these 501c3s and c4s. Well, the problem is you have to disclose where your money's going if you're a c3 or c4. So what they did was Zuckerberg and some of these other guys get together and they start these private LLCs. Well, you can register an LLC in a state like Wyoming, and you know, you don't even have to put your name on it. You can just have a registered agent. So they're basically these anonymous LLCs, and they use it. The LLCs can give as much money anywhere that they want, and there's no reporting requirements. And so they use that to funnel their dark money, especially when you have leftist groups buying off GOP guys. That's how they're buying McConnell. That's how they're buying Rona Romney McDaniels. I mean, you look at Rona Romney McDaniels, all she does is loses, but she's still there. How's that happening?
What do you think of Trump? What do you think he's really up to?
You know, Trump, I mean, I'm supporting him, obviously, because what else we got? But I'm really concerned because the people around Trump, I think Trump is misguided if he thinks that he can get along with the rhino. There is no negotiating with the Republican Party. These guys are going to stab him in the back. I have so much information on this. These guys, they're using Republicans like this. Do you really think that a guy like Rowden, who's going to sell out on all these key mega issues, do you think he's going to do anything? McConnell is going to stab Trump in the back every chance he gets. He's going to
pull his wife's basically a Chinese spy.
Yeah. They have so much leverage on McConnell and some of these guys.
So in closing, let me ask you this. You're going to go and I'm going to take calls. What's their end game? If all of us just stood down and worshiped the Pritzkers and worshiped Obama and worshiped the Rothschilds and just said to Alexander Soros, you're God, what do you want? What would they do to us?
Well, most of us would be dead and the rest of us would be serfs. I mean, it's pretty clear what they want. You know, they're trying to eliminate the middle class. Why? Middle class is the mechanism by which someone works their way to the upper class and then becomes a competitor for the globalist.
That's right. They want a monopoly.
They want permanent control. It's the same. Alex, this isn't hard. Look at history. There has always been a nobility class.
No, it's always how it works. It's just this nobility class wants us dead. Most nobility classes that are successful want a powerful group that they energize so they're even more successful, but they don't need humans anymore. They've got robots. So they've decided we're trash to be taken out. We haven't decided, are we trash to be taken out? Or are we going to stand up for ourselves?
We better come together and fight. We better come together and make sure that, you know, guys like Trump have the support he needs to fight against this and the knowledge. If you don't, I put out a thing on Twitter. Four part litmus test. If you're not supporting America First and Donald Trump in this election, if you're not for closing the southern border and controlling it, and when I say if you're not for it, I mean I want to see legislation. I want to see what you're promoting legislatively. Don't talk, because I don't trust anything you say. If you're not promoting legislation, actual change that's going to eliminate election fraud, and if you're not supporting legislation, actual change that's going to shut down the mRNA, modRNA, genetic therapies, and informed consent, then you should not be supported in this election. If there's got to be a litmus test. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. Those four things. If you're running and you're not going to tell me that you're going to promote legislation, not hearings. I'm so tired of these crooks like Jim Jordan out there rolling up his sleeves and I'm fighting for the American people on Fox News. Let me have another hearing. And then what are you doing, Jim? Have you sponsored articles of impeachment? What have you done? What have you done other than another damn hearing? Another hearing, you know, let's bring in Hunter Biden. Let's bring him in. And then he can dance around. He can ignore a subpoena, dance around in front of Congress and ignore it. Meanwhile, Peter Navarro goes to jail. Are you kidding me? And if you can't support these four things, If you can't show me action, not words, action on these four things, we need to get you out of Congress. We need to get you out of our state elected bodies. And we need to fight like
absolutely.
Hell to get you out of
as long as the people reject everything the globalists are putting and promoting, we're going to win this thing. Tom Renz, incredible interview. Thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, look, we got another big guest host coming up. Who is guest hosting? It's Drew Hernandez. He's about to go to the border here in like 48 hours or less. I guess he goes tomorrow to the border to join our crew down there. But I want to get to Barry and Ian and Max and Peggy and Steve and John before he takes over. So I'm going to move quickly to your phone calls. But, yeah, I'm sorry the world's so dangerous. I'm sorry it's so insane. These billionaires are all together. They decided we're garbage. Why are we eating food? Why do we got cars? Why we got swimming pools? Why we got kids? They just decided to get rid of us, folks. They don't need us. And you can look and say, yeah, there's a lot of people. But, I mean, really, you're going to kill a bunch of people? They're doing it. And I'm sorry this is the reality. I wish it wasn't true. It is. And they think you're trash. They think you're over. They think we're not going to organize and stop them, but we're starting to win, and now they're starting to fear us. And they should, because I've looked at the numbers. They'll never get away with it now as exposed as they are. Yeah, if we wouldn't have been here, if you wouldn't have been there, we weren't on air exposing them decades ago with countless other patriots, they had a good shot at this. They're done. But they're all a bunch of billionaires get together and laugh about us and giggle and smirk, and it's all funny because they feel like they're insulated. They're not insulated, and they're not going to get away with it. They're damn bunkers. We're going to go to break, come back, take a few phone calls. I'm not funded by the globalists. I'm not funded by George Soros. I'm funded by you, and we got great products you need. So I need people to decide whether you're going to roll over and die to this or whether you're going to share the articles and the videos, your email list, your text message, and with word of mouth. I need you to decide whether you're going to pray for the broadcast, and I need that. I need you to decide whether you're going to InfoWarsStore.com and get a Team Humanity shirt to spread the word, or get a new 1776 Gadsden shirt, or get some of the other great products that are there, like Nitric Boost, new and improved, even stronger to clean out your blood and counter their attacks, 40% off Nitric Boost, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And don't forget, there's a lot of products that are available at drjonesnaturals.com. That's one word, drjonesnaturals.com, that are not available at InfoWarsStore.com, like the classic, finally back, limited run, super blue, nano silver, with iodine, with tea tree, with peppermint. It is so strong. There's no fillers. Lasts twice as long as regular toothpaste. No fluoride. Super blue, nano silver toothpaste, and a whole bunch of silver wound gel and all the other great silver products and a whole bunch of other amazing products like Covichil and silver lozenges and so much more. More than 40 products not available at InfoWarsStore.com, at DrJonesNaturals.com. And DrJonesNaturals.com is a great sponsor. My dad's company, he's a great sponsor. Amazing products. Get them now at DrJonesNaturals.com. Look at all those products. Top Brain, Rocket Rest, Primal Energy. It's all there. DrJonesNaturals.com. And all the other products in my book, The Great Awakening, are available at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Hour number four. We're back at 120 seconds.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.